Tanvir, who's an extremely popular young man, was taken from his family earlier this year in the most violent of ways. His death was as a result of a pre-planned attack where he was lured to an address on the promise that he'd be attending a birthday celebration for him. As he arrived at the address, he was overpowered and killed in the most brutal of ways. We don't exactly know what happened inside the property, but what we do know is that he was strangled with a high degree of force, and that's what actually caused his death. Like I've said, it was a very carefully planned attack. The investigation has shown that the attackers, those that planned this this crime, went to extreme lengths to try and hide their tracks and tried to hide the truth from the investigation team right up until the end. Each and every individual involved in this murder played their own specific part right until the end and haven't yet had the courage to admit what they did.
And what were the tracks? What was the evidence that they were conspiring, that they were planning this?
There was overwhelming evidence with regards to CCTV, telephone data, which was really useful, and communications between the group, really, whereby we were able to ensure that we captured the evidence that was required in order to convict them through layering the evidence, the CCTV, the telephone work, etc.
And what was the motive? Was this the mistress, if you like, if that's the correct term, coming between him and his wife? What was the motive behind the planning of this and the murder?
I believe that this murder was motivated by jealousy on the part of Zatoon Bibi, in as much as it was clear that Tanvir Iqbal wasn't prepared to leave his wife and take up a life with her. And it's my understanding and my strong view that that was why she planned, orchestrated the murder, and that's why she enlisted the help of her ex-husband and her own children in order to execute this very brutal crime.
And you say they tried to cover their tracks. Obviously, his body was found in the boot of a car. Can you describe for me, was it difficult to unpick what they'd done, or was it all set out quite easy to follow?
It was a carefully planned murder, in as much as they made efforts to arrange an alibi for the night of the murder, whereby they asked their eldest daughter to remain at home and look after the young children, to make it look like they were having pizza. They ordered copious amounts of pizza to be delivered to their home address, and that was part of their alibi for the Sunday night that the murder actually took place.
Do the sentences slightly differ? I mean, do they reflect everybody's role? Are you pleased with the sentences?
I'm extremely pleased with the sentences. I don't think that any sentence will ever be enough for the family and the friends of Tanvir. However, I do hope that they can get some comfort from the fact that those that are responsible have now been convicted and will be punished for a very long time.
Obviously, it was his wife that reported him missing. What effect this had on her and maybe the wider family, if relevant?
Tanvir's wife, she is devastated. She's got two daughters. She's now got to look after those, and someday she's got to explain to her daughters, her children, not only what happened to Tanvir, but she's also going to have to tell them the circumstances that surrounded his death.